Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When you're born again, you're not born a fully developed spiritual man. You're born a baby. Just like when you're born in the natural, you're born an infant. How many remember Jesus talked about being born again? In John 3, you must be born again. Born of the, not just of blood and of flesh and water, but of the Spirit. So when you're born again, you're not born an adult. Spiritually, you're born what? See, most people are not even taught that. They just taught, well, you're born again, you're saved, that's it. Just hold on till you get to heaven. No, what's supposed to happen immediately? You're supposed to start growing. And the thing is, naturally, if you get some food, just in your natural body, and a little bit of exercise, you're going to develop. Right? Other things being normal, you're going to develop. And, you know, after 20 years, you're not going to be a nursing infant. Physically. But spiritually, that's not so. Spiritually, if you're not fed and you don't exercise spiritually, you can be an infant spiritually after 50 years. And that's what's confusing to a lot of people. Because it's hard for them to look at somebody that's got gray hair and wrinkles and realize that they're a little bitty nursing baby on the inside. Especially if they've got 3 college degrees. Are on their own business and have grandkids. You understand what I'm talking about? It's hard to look at that on the outside and realize they're just a little baby spiritually on the inside. It ought not be though. If you're in the right situation and you're getting fed the right thing and you're doing what the Lord directs you to do, that won't happen to you. You will grow. I said you'll grow. Now in 1 Corinthians 2, look at this. 1 Corinthians 2, he said in verse 9, as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Is he good? Does he have good things prepared for us in this life and the next? But God has revealed them to us. Did he say we'd never know about them? No. He's revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man save the Spirit of man which is in him? Now last week we talked about that. There is an inner man and there is an outer man. Inner man, outer man. You're not just a mind and a body. You are a spirit. You have a mind. And you live in a body. You can exist, your spirit can exist without your body. Your body can't exist without your spirit. Are you with me on this now? Your body, actually, in Daniel, the body is referred to as a sheath. Like for a sword, or like a holster for a pistol or something, or a rifle. We'd say it like this, it's like a glove. Your body is like a glove, and your spirit is like the hand in the glove. You see this arm moving up here. But the reason this arm moves is because there's something inside that arm. You hadn't heard much about it because you can't see it under a microscope. And we live in a generation that's largely intellectual and foolish. I'm serious. And if they can't see it under a microscope, it doesn't exist. And people say, oh, we understand. We have great understanding of life today. We can take you to the point of conception. And we can follow as the child develops. And we can take you from one stage to the other. Fine, fine. What causes the child to go from stage 1 to stage 2? We can map the brain and see the synapses firing and what regions of the brain control what regions of the body. Fine. Where does the energy in life come from to get to the brain? They'll go, life. Yeah, where does that come from? See, it is absolutely ignorant to say you don't believe in something because you can't see it. Because the source of every breath you're taking, where does it come from? It's life. And it's spirit. God is spirit. We're created in His likeness and image. We're spirits. You can step out of this body right now and you still exist and you're still you.
Amen.
You still got your mind. No, you don't turn into an angel. That'd be a demotion. You're still you. You got your mind. People say, will we recognize one another in heaven? Well, do you recognize one another down here? You're going to be you. They're going to be them. Just because you're out of the body doesn't mean you're not you. Paul said one time, he said he had an experience when God got caught up to the third heaven and saw and heard things. And he said, whether I was in the body or out of the body, what did he say? I couldn't tell. I've had a few experiences along that line, not like that, but along that line, and you can't tell. You can't tell. Why? Because you are a spirit.
Yes. Yes.
You're sitting there looking at me right now through those two windows you call eyes. You're a spirit. Well, God intends not just that you develop physically or that you develop mentally, but that you develop spiritually. That the man on the inside get fed and develop and grow up and dominate your being. Control your mind, your thinking, your mouth, your body. One of the big reasons why so many people are so defeated in so many areas, they don't control their appetites, they don't control their desires, is because they are weak spiritually. Do you understand? You with me on this? That's why. When your spirit is strong, you control your mind. You control your body. You control your urges. The man on the inside is in charge. Not the flesh. Even though your flesh might have been so dominant at one point, you know, so many people at this point, their spirit is so weak, it's not been fed, it's not been developed, and something that's barely even noticeable, you know, the flesh wants to do something it's not supposed to do, and something way down on the inside goes, no, don't do that, no, and the flesh says, shut up, I'm going to do it three times, I want two. And just flesh dominated and ruled. Listen, friend, that can be completely turned around. You can feed your spirit and exercise it and develop it until it gets to the point it intimidates your flesh. Your flesh will go, could we? And the spirit says, no, hush. I'll let you know when and how and if. Okay, all right. I just ask it. Your spirit can develop to where you're in control of your mind. You don't just think anything. You think what you choose to think. You don't just say everything that crosses your mind. You say what you decide to say. And you say it on purpose. You don't just do anything and every impulse and desire that comes up in your flesh. You do what's right. And you control yourself. You're spiritual. Mature. Not a baby kicked around, tossed about to and fro with anything and everything that comes along. Said out loud, no more children.
No more children.
No longer children.
No longer children.
Tossed to and fro.
Tossed to and fro.
We're growing up.
We're growing up.
We're growing up.
I'm growing up.
In the Lord.
In the Lord.
Keep reading here. Thank you, Master. He said, verse 12, we've received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, but here is a characteristic of a baby. Is that they don't receive the things of God. They're foolishness to them. People who scoff, and here's the, it's real interesting because some people think they are so intelligent, they are too intelligent to be fooled with stuff like we believe. And they scoff at it and they don't receive it, and this is foolishness to them what we do. What is that revealing? It's revealing they are unspiritual. They don't discern what's valuable and true. You begin to see the difference between an infant and someone who has some maturity. When you grow up, you don't think the things of God are foolish. When you grow up, you don't think talking in tongues is of the devil. When you grow up, you don't scoff and make little dumb remarks about somebody's prosperity. Did you hear me now? When you grow up, you begin to get very, very interested in the Word of God and the things of God. And they are not foolish to you. What other people call foolish, you call precious. They are spiritually discerned. Well, what if your spirit's completely undeveloped? Then you're not going to discern anything spiritually. Verse 15. But he that is spiritual judges, or that word is discerns, all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. There's something really interesting right here. How many know from some natural experience that adults see things in children that children don't know they see? A child, a youth, a teenager, try to pull one over on you. And they don't realize you used to be one. And you see them coming a mile away. And you see right through. But they don't see that you see through them. That's why they try to continue with the ruse. Exactly that same thing is true spiritually. People who have some spiritual development, they see through. The other stuff, the spiritual person discerns all things, yet he himself is what? Judged or discerned of no man.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Babies, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603B. That's R1603B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.